It is time for Brittany J's tea for the day.
Yes, and today, Offset and Joe Budden got issues. So Budden posted a video promoting the most recent episode of State of the Culture, and Offset commented underneath it. He said, "I watched the show. You were grown ass and were speaking on women. I seen you in Barnes and you ran like you was gonna do. I was gonna do something to you. You were thought ass and were. Soon you get touched. You gonna be police." I guess he mean call. I don't really know what language that is, but he said. So I think he's talking about the first episode of State of the Culture when him and Scotty and all of them were talking about Cardi and Nicki's situation at Fashion Week and how he was basically saying she's too, making too much money to fight like that. So Offset, they always had issues though. So this is just another thing to add on top of the pile between them two. So we'll see if Joe Budden responds. All right. So Cat Williams, I told you he was arrested in Portland over the weekend for assaulting his driver, allegedly assaulting his driver. And he's still in jail as of today because they haven't decided if they want to extradite him to Georgia for his warrant. So a source close to him says it was his management team's fault that he has a warrant. They say he was supposed to be in court when he was flying to L.A. last month to go to the Emmys, but they didn't tell him because they wanted him to be at the Emmys. So he didn't even know that he had a warrant until he was arrested in Portland. And Kat feels like he's paying the price for his team's mistake. I mean, you literally could have just not done anything to get a warrant in the first place, to go to the court in the first place. Like, if you take it, if you, like, go back to square one. But... Right. I don't even know how to feel. Like, they should have let him know, but you also could just stay out of trouble. I don't know.
Basically.
Right. Okay. So, Vic Mensa is getting all the smoke right now for his 2018 BET Hip Hop Awards Cypher. So, it didn't happen yet. The show's not till October 16th, but so we don't know exactly what he said. But Extentacion's DJ Scheme called him out for his diss and XXX. So, he says, he goes on Instagram and says, "Recently, I did a freestyle for the BET Awards Cypher addressing and condemning rappers who unabashedly abuse women and those who stand up for them and even call them legends. I stand behind those statements. It was recorded weeks ago, and I had no idea a grieving mother would be in the audience to honor her lost son. I never intended to disrespect her, and I send my deepest condolences for her loss at the hands of gun violence. However, I vehemently, vocabulary, reject the trend in hip-hop of championing abusers, and I will not hold my tongue about it. Don't give a F about attention. I care about bringing awareness and holding people accountable for their actions." Now, this is a bunch of weird little things here because XXX is dead, but he was also an alleged abuser, and so I don't really know, like, how I feel about that, but mostly XXX's fans are calling Vic Mensa a hypocrite because a few years ago he admitted to choking his own girlfriend, and he admitted it in a song and an interview. But he was like, when he talked about it, he said, you know, that happened 2 years before we broke up, and he knew in that moment that when he did it, that it was too far. Right. So I mean, I'm all about growth. I don't know that I would call him a hypocrite, and I really don't know how I feel about him talking about a dead man. Like, is it like appropriate? I don't know. It's weird. I don't know. You don't want to disrespect the dad, but at the same time, it's a whole bunch of Me Too going on. You want to have a side, right? It's weird.
That gets a little tricky.
Right?
That gets a little tricky because of his past.
Exactly.
One, and because this dude is no longer here.
Exactly.
So
it's very touchy.
Yeah, you could have touched it without going there.
Right. I wonder if he even said his name in there.
Right, because now whatever message you were trying to put out there gets kind of clouded up because of the controversy behind it.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, so speaking of lost messages, Kanye West, he's going to the White House to have lunch with El Presidente Trump.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, not surprised.
So he will also meet with his senior advisor, Jared Kushner. So the topics of discussion will include manufacturing resurgence in America, prison reform, how to prevent gang violence, and what can be done to reduce violence in Chicago. This is happening on Thursday. Again, rolling my eyes. I don't know how to feel. He really think he's about to be a vehicle of change. I don't know.
No, he doesn't.
Vessel of change.
No, he really doesn't. Here's the problem. Listen. Here's the problem with Kanye.
Yes.
And follow this. What? If he feels like you're in a position of power, then he wants to be a part of that. Because his ultimate goal is to be this ever-powerful person.
Yeah. And ever since he booed Taylor Swift that time, he felt like he lost all his power.
Yeah. So he's just trying to get back on the power train, and he's trying to do it by any means necessary.
Yeah, I agree.
And that's why he's so reckless with what he's doing, because he's just trying to gravitate. He's trying to gravitate towards what he feels is the most popular and most powerful side to be on. That's it.
So, lastly, I read a headline that said verbatim, Bill Cosby did not get smacked with a chicken patty in jail.
What?
I didn't even know this was a thing. So apparently there were reports that say another prisoner allegedly attacked him for telling a bad joke with the chicken patty. So the Pennsylvania Department of Corrections, bless you, said this news is fake. This is fake news. They also say that Cosby isn't even mingling with other inmates yet. He has had no contact whatsoever because he's being evaluated by prison staff. And until they determine the extent to which he should interact with other inmates, he's by himself in his own cell.
Now so that I believe.
He's safe from the chicken, okay? Yeah, there's nothing chicken attacking him in the jail. It's going to be fine. Damn it.
Oh, gosh.
That's it.
This is... All right. With that being said, we got another $1,000 coming up, man. Keep it right here. It's hot.
WZMX. WZMX HD1 Hartford. Thanks for sweating it out with DJ Rex and the Big Man. It's the Midday Workout every weekday afternoon on Hot 93.7.